One of the most interesting cases that I have had to date was a 4-year-old boy who was at a barbecue eating when he suddenly grabbed his ear and started crying, complaining of ear pain. So they brought him to the emergency department and he has a totally normal ear exam. Like there's nothing. They said, do some ibuprofen, see ENT in a couple days. So 2 days later, went and saw ENT. They did a full exam. And again, there's nothing. Totally normal exam. Now we're between day 7 and day 10. He comes back to the emergency department at 4:30 in the morning and I'm the doctor on. Now he's having some fevers and he's not wanting to eat and drink and we have no idea what's going on with him. So we went all out. We did a CAT scan of the neck, which included the ears with contrast. And we did a ton of labs, gave him fluids, and we got our answer on the CAT scan. He had about a 2-centimeter metal wire that was lodged in the paratonsillar tissues on the right and he'd started to develop an abscess around it. And he had been eating a hamburger when this had happened. So the grill brush, the metal wires on the grill brush had become lodged in the hamburger. And when he ate the hamburger, it got lodged in the soft tissues. Ended up going to the operating room with the ear, nose, and throat surgeons, and they were able to remove this and drain the abscess. And he was started on some antibiotics and his pain was completely resolved. But do not use grill brushes with metal wires.